In this snap interview with Lisa Eaton, Senior VP Member Engagement at Numeris, and Jeff Wender, Senior VP Digital at Nielsen, Richard Marx discovers both have a sense of excitement at the progress they feel the industry's making. In their view, the conferences highlighted the extent to which problems that had been talked about for the last 10 years or so were beginning now to be tackled in a variety of very interesting ways, driven by a broader sense of urgency and cooperation right across the industry than has been felt before.
Well, I'm here with Lisa from Numeris and Jeff from Nielsen. Both of them have spoken at the conference over the last 3 days. So, firstly, I just want, if you could just give a very quick summary of what you were speaking about. Firstly, Jeff?
Well, I had an opportunity to speak about the future toolkit for how digital radio, over-the-air radio, is going to be measured.
Mm. And Lisa, you were talking about?
We have just launched... Video on demand data in Canada, coming out of the PPM panel. So it's the first time we know of that single source, anybody's been able to produce video on demand viewing from a single source PPM panel.
Yeah, no, that's some really interesting insights in both presentations. And what's been your general impression of some of the themes that have emerged across? Because I think you've both been here for radio and TV. Mm-hmm. So what do you think that their main talking points?
Well, I think what's exciting about this week is we've learned that there's an incredible, insatiable demand for measurement, and measurement's getting more and more complicated, and it requires a lot of different tools and a lot of partnerships working together as an industry to be able to create a clear understanding of what that total audience picture is. Mm. And it's, we work very closely, Nielsen and Numeris, to help to do that with some of our technology partnerships. But it's really going to take a concerted effort by the entire industry, working with content providers on the digital side as well as television over the air, working with the measurement to make sure that we can provide that complete view that that content providers want to have in order to optimize their content, as well as for agencies and advertisers to be able to allocate ad spend in the right places. It's an exciting time. There's so much going on, and I think what we've learned this week is that what people had been talking about for 10 years, 5 years was going to happen, it's now happening, and we're starting to see the fruits of that.
Absolutely.
And it's gratifying being from a country like Canada to come here and understand that the themes, the things we're talking about, everybody's faced with the same challenges, so we're not alone. And that we feel that the direction that we've taken it and the strategy that we're executing on is actually we're on the right path, and we're really excited. And because we do work with a lot of people, we have a lot of established partnerships in the business, we're confident that we're going to be able to deliver a solution for our clients that's right size for our country.
Absolutely. I mean, we are, in theory, a European TV and radio conference, but we do get a lot of attendees from wider than that. From a North American perspective, do you think there are the differences are narrowing? Are there still some differences you're perceiving in the preoccupations of people in Europe compared to North America, or is it largely a global village now, do you think?
I think the requirements are the same. The dynamics are the same. There's just a growing amount of fragmentation. Mm-hmm. Digital is a global. Digital is effectively taking over how we're consuming content, and it requires us to come up with solutions that work. Whether it's in the U.S., whether it's in Canada, Europe, Asia, we have to develop a solution that works consistently because agencies and advertisers are global. They want to understand things consistently. There are nuances and differences. In the U.S., it's primarily driven by the industry, whereas in Europe, consortiums help to really drive consensus. But those are minor compared to just the overall growing trends of how media is consumed and how people want to measure it.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say from our perspective, there's a lot of similarities, but a lot of the challenges that because we use the PPM and it's portable and passive and it goes and we've got the joint panel for radio and television, a lot of the issues that I think other companies are dealing or countries are dealing with, we're not faced with those at the moment because we're measuring multi-platform and doing that. So, the question becomes how do you expand it out? So census data acquisition is a big issue for us, and really it's really interesting to learn the different strategies that people are adopting to execute on that. So,
from the BBM, the Numeris.
Numeris,
formerly known as BBM perspective. Yeah. I know that you draw the radio and the TV both from the same panel, but is the use of the panel for TV and radio growing as perhaps non-currency? Because I know that you produced...
Yeah, we produced a cross-media database about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So we call it non-currency data because the TV one, the TV geography had to be reduced down to a radio central market area. But I'm telling you, the insight that we've been able to glean by following the consumer, and as I said, the Toronto Blue Jays sports example... was
moving from radio
unbelievable because
it
captivated the country, and to be able to see how they were using TV and radio seamlessly throughout the day to make sure that they were connected to that program, it was like unbelievable.
She purposefully brought that up in front of a Texas Rangers fan, so she's
who we beat so in the playoffs.
She has to rub it in on the podcast, not just in the media.
Yes,
it was our finer moment.
A global audience of 8 people or whatever it is. Brilliant. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you.